Hi, May. I'm so excited about this. Like, so excited. Okay, for some reason it says episode 4, but this is episode 5, right?
Yeah, I messed up on my post. It is five.
Okay, but I know I said a live today and I thought I had changed it to anyway. It doesn't matter, May. I'm so excited. I'm so glad you did this with us. Thank you so much.
My God.
I know
Thank
it's
you.
the timing is probably not great because it's like 5:30 for you and 7:30 for Lauren and I, but I was like, don't tell me to don't get me to
No.
calculate
No, I like literally had to Google like what is like Central Time versus Pacific Time. I'm like, I actually just as an adult should probably know that, but I don't. So
I said California time today. Like when I should have said Pacific time, but I was like, it's
damn,
California.
man. It's
So
all practically California
okay,
anyway.
tell us a little bit. You're in California. What part of California, if you don't mind sharing?
Yeah, I'm in Northern California, so I'm in Sacramento.
Okay, awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
Have you been there your whole life? Have you did
Whole
you
life.
Okay,
Yeah.
cool.
Born and raised in Sacramento.
Love it. Love it. Okay, we'd like to dig right in. How
Yeah.
did you get into running?
Oh my gosh. So I feel like I always like people ask me this and then I kind of give two answers. So like technically I started running in like 2016 with like a coworker of mine. We just like randomly on our lunch breaks were like, we need to do this. You know when like you have a coworker and you're like, we're gonna start this like 30-day challenge or whatever. So we would just go on our lunch breaks and like we could barely even run a mile. I mean, like we just were like taking us 25 minutes to like do this, but it was a fun thing that we were doing together. And then we were like, we should do, a 5K and a 10K. So I kind of got into running then. But then after like a year or two, I kind of like fizzled off, got a new job, so I wasn't with that coworker anymore. And then I had two kids. So obviously there was no running at all during that time. And then after my second kid was born in 2021, this is the answer I kind of more give. Like right after my second son was born, I was like, I felt the best during that time I had remembered where I was running back in 2016. And so I was like, I really want to get back into it. And I think that's kind of like my real like core start of running and like being consistent up until now is like my husband bought me a treadmill as like my push present after my second son. Not in a like you need to lose weight like
No, I get that. That's the same for me. My
you.
husband bought my treadmill for me because I wasn't willing to pull the trigger on it. You know, I was like, oh, it's so expensive. And then he
Yeah.
just did it. Like, and I totally relate to that. That's so awesome.
Yeah, the exact same. And like I had gone to Planet Fitness like a few times and I had like just complained that like, oh my gosh, I'm so like embarrassed, to like go and I don't even know how to run. So I'm just like awkward and uncomfortable. And so we got a treadmill and I would just do like every single day, like I would do for time instead of distance. So like 20 minutes and I just like run for like a minute and then walk for however long until I got my stuff together and then ran again and like genuinely built up from there. It's just so crazy to think about that time because you're really starting from nothing, like not knowing what to do and how to move your body. And after having two kids, you're just like, I almost forgot how to run. Like, that feeling after like so long where you're how do I start? Like, I didn't remember like how to move my body. And then just stayed consistent and like slowly, was able to run a mile and then two. And then I trained for a 10K, then was like, okay, I think I'm like ready for half marathon. And then just went crazy from
I think what you said though outlines exactly what people should do though if they're getting into running, whether they're beginning for the first time ever or getting back into it after a period of time, especially if it's something like having children or something. And you even said you started out by doing walking and running where you would alternate until you kind of could build up your base. And that is what so many people need to hear, not necessarily on Run Talk, but I think new runners in general. So I love that you shared that. And also, I think like my obviously I also am a mom and Jen as well. And we have a similar timeline I think on when we had our children because I had my second in 2021 as well. And I think that it's so powerful having moms in the running community, especially moms of like little children, Because it is challenging to find time in the day for yourself, especially when you maybe are up at night a lot with your little ones. And I really appreciate all of the joy you bring to the running community, but also you keep it so real. So
Gosh,
thank
thank
you. It's,
you.
I like have such a soft spot for other mom runners, and you're one of my faves.
Let's talk about that. How do you combat the mom guilt when you're doing things for yourself? Because that's so real, isn't it? Like it's just like we talked about that. We talked about that with Lindsay couldn't be here tonight. She has to work. Like we have to keep those day jobs, those jobs to like keep, but she wanted us to let you know that she wishes she was here. And we talked about that where we talked a little bit about like the mom guilt and how do you deal with that?
Yeah, I think it was a lot more beforehand where I was just feeling like I needed to take on so much. But my husband is a great partner. Like, I just feel so lucky that he has like so many times been like, you need to leave. Like, you need to like go do your thing, whether that be like in the garage on the treadmill or like go out and go for a run, whatever that looks like. He's really always been very supportive in that way. And I think he sees that like I am my best self, including like wife and mom, when I have that like me time. And it is difficult. It's really difficult. But like I see that when I don't put myself first and you're like absolutely like running on fumes, it's like I'm more short with my kids. I'm more I'm trying to think of the word, but like
Kind of like almost irritable. Like you
like
said, your husband
on
tells you when to
edge.
go. My husband's like, you're being a, you gotta go.
Yeah.
Like, go do this for you so that, yeah,
Yeah.
I totally understand that too. And Lauren just goes, like, go, I mean, not that she does, but her husband's a runner also. So he kind of understands, like, yeah, I know you need that, right? Wouldn't you say,
Very
Lauren?
much so. Yeah. And he's really gotten into
Lauren,
running
I
more this
just like,
past year.
my mind is blown when I see you in the stroller. I'm like, you guys, I'm not kidding. Like, if there was no other choice but for me to run with my kids in the stroller, I would be picking a different sport. There's
Well,
no
I'll
way.
let
I'm like,
everyone I'll let everyone in on a little secret. One of the reasons why I love winter running the most is because it's too cold for the stroller, and I'm not pushing that thing through snow. So it's like my time to run freely all
also, and she's a nut, May. Like, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
It is ridiculously cold here, and she's like, "Oh, you're fine. You're fine." She gives me her mittens and just says, "You're fine. Put these on." I'm like, "You think these are gonna help?
No
You think they're gonna
way.
help?"
Okay,
Yeah.
I just have to say there's like a few people asking about the shoes behind me.
Yeah.
I'm in my husband's like man cave, and he is a major shoe collector. So like these are not mine. These aren't even like running shoes. Okay, this is like
Yeah,
that
oh
would
my
be
gosh, I'm envious of that. I want that.
Yeah,
Look at
it's a
the
pink
pink
serious
one.
like yeah, and then I'm like there's
I
like a
love that. I
cold wave, like
actually, oh my gosh, like I want to come and
it's
visit
so
you
cute.
guys. Like I just it
It's
the
a whole thing.
shoes, the
It's a whole thing. I'm like, this is not my that I'm like literally I'm in a man cave right now.
That's so cool though. I
His
mean, just
display
that.
though, the organization of those shoes, that's absolutely beautiful.
It is. It's so great. We were talking, actually, Lauren and I talked about you and your husband doing things together. Like you took a trip to Hawaii and you got him to run with you, and then you guys do exercise together and you share that dynamic. Talk a little bit about that because I think that that's an important thing. I struggle to get my husband on board to do things with me. Like he's very supportive. He's my best friend and my biggest number one guy, but like getting him to, kind of like wanting to go out and try this. And he actually did just say, "Would you like me to run a 5K with you? Would you like me to go do this?" I'm like, "Yeah, I would." So like, talk a little bit about that.
So my husband and I are high school sweethearts. We've been together more time in our life than we really like haven't, I guess. So we really are, like you said, like just best friends and like hang out all the time. But a few years ago, he was actually he figured out that he had diabetes, and he's taken it really seriously. So I think that pushed him to like kind of get in the gym, which is great. I'm not a gym girly at all. I'm like, I have no idea how people just like go to the gym and work out. Or, like, how do you know what you're doing? Like, how do you not get on every single machine? And like, I don't know what I'm doing. But he's like been so consistent with that. And I think somehow, and it like makes me really angry, but also like I love that for him, is that he can just run 5 miles. And I'm just like, who does that? Like, I mean, even if it's not fast, it's like, who just can run 5 miles? Yeah. I just don't get, like, I'm always like, why are you not a runner? If you can like not run at all, like twice a year, and then like one day run 8 miles with me, I just like don't understand. You should be training. You should be doing this. So it's like a fun hobby of his, and he likes to like do fun stuff with me. But he also takes, you know, his diagnosis really seriously, and is making sure that he's putting his health first. So that's been really nice too, that like he has that. He has going to the gym, which is his thing, and I'll join him. And then obviously I have running, and he'll join me too.
I love that. I think that's great because it helps you. I mean, obviously you're best friends. You want to participate in the things that your friends are doing. Like, you know, like, and like, I love that. And I love the content that you create with you when you guys are together. Like, you went to the gym with him, even though you said it's not your favorite thing, you know, like you're still doing the things that like, maybe you don't love, but you're doing them because you love him. And I think that's awesome.
It's a lot of work, this marriage thing. Yes.
Yeah. Right. Like, it's an extra child. We probably shouldn't say that because Lauren's husband's in here with us, and he's our
producer. It is a breeze. It's we love our husband. What are you talking about?
So Sam Quinn says, "Oh my gosh, oh gosh, May, I'm fangirling." So
Sam, I am too.
Oh my gosh, me too. I'm so excited about this. You've created such a community for yourself, and like we all have that in common where we like popped on here to share our stories, to share our lives, and found a community, because that's, I've said this before, I will give up everything else that I've gotten, every opportunity, as long as I can keep my community. And I talk a little bit about that. Like, have you done, we saw you met up with Sarah, and I know Lauren's met Sarah, and that was amazing. I want to meet Sarah. Like, I was in Chicago for the Brooks Running Hype Fest, and I just couldn't make it work, but I'm going to make it work this year. So I'm excited about that. Like, I mean, you never know what opportunity would be available for us to get together in person with you, but yeah. I mean, Lauren will probably pull it off.
May and I did actually meet for like 30 seconds in Vegas after Mount Charleston. I was a zombie. Yeah. I was sick. I was like I was completely out of my head at that point. Yeah. So I apologize, May. I know you took a picture of Sarah and I wish we had pulled you in the picture as well. But we did meet for like, it was seriously like a minute.
Yeah, it's so funny how like the algorithm and just like our phones work. It's like actually kind of creepy, but that I had met you, I had never actually seen you or any of your videos before.
I hadn't either.
And like you obviously had just ran a marathon, so you were like, hello, hi. Like it was, when it was totally fine, you were like completely fine. But then afterwards, like maybe like the same day, I probably saw like 3 of your videos. And I was like, oh, like I'm pretty sure I just saw her. So like, and I followed you after that, and like, it was just so weird how that works.
It was meant to be.
Yeah, I agree.
I love that. That honestly, May, the craziest thing about Lauren and I is that I live in her hometown and she is in Chicago Chicago area, I should say. And the only reason that we connected was TikTok. We're coming to find out that like, we know so many people. My boss was at her parents' anniversary party, like just so many crazy things.
That's
like,
crazy.
And we never would have met had I not been sharing, had she not been sharing, like it never would have been a connection. So like, that's the thing for me. Like, I just love that about this whole thing. And I'm this little thing that we started here has been the coolest thing ever because we are getting the opportunity just to like learn so much about you in real time. And like, I just love that. But
yeah, I feel the same way. I think the community is so crazy cool. I actually started posting like last year at the beginning of the year. And it was mostly because my like best friend of 10 years, I had started getting this weird feeling that like she wasn't super supportive. And like, I don't know, I felt like, you know, I'm on this running journey and there was just like so many times where it was like, I don't know, you can just tell when people aren't super supportive. And almost in some ways it was like, I feel like she was kind of expressing some like jealousy and just, it was weird. And I was really, really hurt by it. And I just like, had decided like, okay, this person is not making me feel good and it makes me sad because we've been friends for so long, but I have to like, I need to be around people who are making me feel good. And so like, posting on TikTok, I'm like, you know, you're not meeting people, but like, you know, when you have the same people commenting or whatever, you feel like you know each other, and it's like complete strangers on the internet were showing me so much like love and respect and support, more than somebody I had known for years, to the point that like I was starting to get anxiety about hanging out or being around her because I just never felt good, versus like going on my phone and like getting all this, not just like praise from people, but like genuine connections of like people talking to you or DMing you and being like, you're the reason that like I started this or whatever. It was just like these are the connections that like I felt like were important to me, and I really leaned into that in the last year of like not having this person in my life anymore, which was really hard, but also like having all these realizations where I was like, no, this is actually what like true support and like kindness that you can feel. And then making friends like Sarah, who like her and I now text and like talk all the time, and we've like met up multiple times at this point. But it's like these are the friendships I'd rather be making, you know, than like somebody who has the longevity but not necessarily like, you know, like-mindedness or even just the support and stuff. It's just I have really leaned into this like Run Talk community a lot this year.
Yeah, you just have summed it up exactly like the most perfect way. And it's hard for somebody that's maybe not on social media or especially not TikTok anyway. If you try to explain this to people outside of TikTok circle,
Yeah.
especially if you're meeting a person in real life from TikTok, there's like a big, you get a lot of pushback from other friends and families, like especially if it's your first one that, well, how do you know that this person is real and safe? And it's like, just trust me, they are.
How do
But
you know
it's
anybody's
true.
safe,
I
you know?
feel
Like,
like my Run Talk friends know more about me than some of my friends that I've known for 20 years. And it's just because running is such a big part of me. And yeah, it's a very special type of bond. And you're right though, the Run Talk community, they really do believe in you and want you to succeed. And that is the difference between some other people that maybe aren't runners. So
I think that you, I mean, you both have completely nailed that one, because I am right there with you. Like, just in the things that I've shared and the things that have happened in my life, I can tell you that I feel a lot more support here in this community than I do with, like you said, May, with people in my everyday life. And you have to learn who you can continue to spend your time with and like be really, really subjective to that, because your time is precious. And like, I'm learning that every single day, that I don't want to spend my time not feeling good if I can help that. You know, like I want that. There's enough bad stuff going on, and I'm gonna do what I can to be like, nope, not today, not today. Like,
So, May, I had some questions about your upcoming marathon. You are getting so close. So, can you tell us a little bit about it? Your training seems to be going so well.
Oh my God. Okay. So this is also like, I just need to be talking to runners right now. You know, when you have a race coming up and you just need to be talking about it like every minute of the day. I'm like, I feel like a crazy person, and my poor husband, like every single day, I'm just like, another thing comes up and he's like, I know, I know. And I'm like, no, you don't get it. Like, I think right now I'm in the phase of like, so I'm running the Napa Valley Marathon on March 2nd. So it's in like 11 days. And I think my first marathon, you know, you just want to finish the marathon and like be alive at the end of the day. And I was like able to do that, but I bombed. And I feel like that's like everyone's story, is like your first marathon, you don't know what you're coming into, so you kind of like bomb. And I did my first marathon in Maui, by the way, which is like,
Oh my God.
I'm human.
I'm not
Now.
even sure who, like, I think about all the people I told that to, and I'm like, why did not even one single person like try to talk me out of that? Like, what was going on there? So that was a whole experience. And then it took me a couple years. That was in 2023. It took me a couple years to like get my mind back, or just like I guess a few months to like figure out like what I wanted to do. So I did the Fresno Marathon last year in November, and my goal was to hit sub five, and I came like 4:42. And I think I just can like relive that like moment 100 times over. And it's so funny because it's like, it's not a Boston qualifier. Like, it's not like some crazy time, but it's so much more than you ever thought you could do. Like, I like thinking about that marathon, I was just thinking the whole time, like, you never even thought you would be here. And like, not only are you here, you're doing a better time than you thought you were going to be. Like, you were running 13 and 14 minute miles, and now you're running like a 10:30 pace right now. Like, yes, my mind is so
for an entire marathon distance too. It's not like it's
so. Then after that, I was like, during that, I was like, this is about to be my mic drop moment because I'm never doing this again. Like, you know that thought in your head when you're running a marathon, we're like, I'm never right. doing
this. This is
again.
A one and done. We're done. Yeah,
crazy. And like this, I'm not having fun. I'm not even enjoying myself. I'm just like in pain. I'm just in survival mode. I'm like, I'm never doing that again. After the marathon, I like text everyone, including Sarah. And I was like, I got, you know, like 4:42. I was so happy. I wanted sub five, but I'm never doing that again. Like, just, you know, I'm literally never doing that again. The next day, the next day, I'm like, okay, but if I could get 4:42, like, what are the odds that I could get 4:35? Because most of the race, I was with the 4:35 pacer, and I just kind of trickled off at the end, but I feel like I could fix that. If blah, 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 blah. Like, 2 days later, I'm signed up for another marathon. I'm like, oh my gosh. And training has gone so well. I think, again, only like runners will understand, but it is crazy to me to see yourself progress. Like, it's just wild. You just like, I guess in my mind, there was a time where I thought if you were a fast runner, you're a fast runner. If you're a slow runner, you're a slow runner. Like, that is just what it is. And it's so crazy and cool to see myself go from like knowing that I was putting max effort and getting a 14 minute mile. Like, that was max effort. I was doing everything I could during that time. And that was my mile. And I was really happy with that, to like doing max effort and hitting like a 9:10 mile. I'm like,
that's one thing that I've really watched, and I'm right there with you. Like, the progress, and like, I do that to myself. I'm like, listen, girl, you couldn't even do this. Like, yeah, you couldn't even do this, and now you are. Like, I'll say things like I make sure that our Relay Iowa group knows, like, hey, I'm not gonna be the fast runner. Like, I say that so much, but like, the progress that you make, and like, just the feeling every time is such a new feeling of accomplishment. And like, I wanted to say that to you though, like face to face, because the fact that you have shared that progress, I love how you share your mileage, because I've watched you progress, and that has been the coolest thing ever. Like, watching you go from that 13 minute to like now, I mean, what are you now? Like, you've got to be close to 9 minutes. Like,
yeah, I think like if I'm having a really good run, I can get like 9:40-ish, 9:30-ish. I think I had like 9:30 pace today, but most of the time, like on a long run, it's closer to a 10-minute pace, which I'm still very happy yeah. with.
Oh my gosh, yes.
The 4:35 is my goal for Napa Valley, and it would mean that my average pace has to be 10:29, which I feel really good about. Like, my 18-miler and my 20-miler were both under those times, so I feel really good about it. But you know when you just want something so bad? That's how I feel. I think about it every day. I think about it in the shower. I think about it on every run. I want it so bad. And I'm just recalling the feeling of having the 4:42 marathon and like knowing you're going to hit that, and like the emotions and the chills. And I want it so bad that I just, part of me almost wants to not want it so bad, because I'm so afraid of like not getting it and being so disappointed and like let down. And I'm like, if you just want it a little less, like maybe you won't feel as bad. And I'm like, there's no wanting it less. Like, there's no wanting it less. I want it so bad that I'm like, it's almost like, I don't know, I just feel foolish sometimes, because, you know, we follow all these other like super fast runners who are, you know, hitting Boston qualifying times and like whatever. And which is, I love, but it's like, to me, the 4:35 would mean just as much as what everyone else would feel when they get the Boston qualifying time. Like, that means just as much to me. And so it's hard not to put all of everything you have into your training and want that so much.
And May, I can speak to that, because I have poured there. Last year, I worked for 24 weeks following a downhill training plan, and I got sick the week before. And even if I hadn't have been sick, maybe I wouldn't have hit my BQ time.
Yeah.
So as somebody who has missed a BQ time less than 2 minutes, even like time and time again. I personally have reached a point where I'm like, gosh, this is embarrassing. Like, I'm sure everybody on social media is looking at me going like, okay, this girl's ambitious, but like, she's just not cut out for this. And you know what? Maybe I'm not, but I have found so much personal growth from not hitting goals because it does force you to work harder. I have pivoted. And as a result, I've done things that I never thought I'd do. I ran 41 miles last summer in an ultra, which I never, ever, ever thought I was even capable of running a 50K. And now here I've done 41 miles with plans to do more and bigger. So I fully believe that you're capable of hitting your goal, but on the off chance you don't, feel what you need to feel, totally be disappointed if you need to be, but let that fuel you. But again, I am holding on to all confidence that you are going to crush your goal.
Yeah.
If you don't, or even if you do and you ever need anybody to vent to, I can talk to you.
I call you and be like, Lauren.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Rob would probably be happy if you did. You know, it's so funny because I just wanted to finish. Like the first marathon, I've only done one. I just wanted to finish, you know, like, and I did. And I finished before the cutoff, and that was, I had a different idea inside my head, of course. Like, I wanted to do better than I did, and it didn't pan out that way, but it was the best day of my life. I mean, I will tell you, it was my 43rd birthday. I've lost almost 200 pounds at that point. I am doing things never thought possible, and my friends surprised me. Lauren and Lindsay both got there, surprised me at mile 3. Doug came and surprised me at, like, mile 15, or I can't even remember, 20 maybe. Like, I mean, and my whole family was there at the finish line, and it was literally the truest form of self-love that I could have ever, like, I'm like tearing up thinking about it, because it's just like, nobody will understand that, you know, nobody, unless you've been there and done it, like, nobody understands that. And so, like, that is just, I just wanted to finish. You finish, you know what you want to do. I know you're going to do what you want to do, because, you know, like Lauren said, if for some reason it doesn't happen, the only one that's going to be hard on you about it is yourself.
Yeah, that's so true.
Everybody else is just going to be like,
you did your best.
You just ran a marathon, man.
Exactly.
I don't know if you're reading some of the comments, but I wanted to point out a couple that have been mentioned. Yeah. And Sam Quinn said that all of this is because of you. You were the first person they followed. So. And they are now running 2 half marathons and a full marathon this year.
Yes, yeah.
That's so freaking awesome.
Midlife Runner Era says that you are flying these days, May. I think you can definitely beat a 4:29. Leah says, May, you have been awesome to follow. So again, like, those are things that simply because you chose to get on TikTok to share your story, is that not the best feeling?
It truly is. We did the Disney half marathon, like, what was that, like 2 weeks ago or something like that. And I was coming out of my hotel and somebody was going in. They had just finished the 10K. And we were like, great job. Like, me and my friend were like, great job. And she like turns to me and she starts getting like emotional. She's like, oh my God, I follow you on TikTok. Like, I literally signed up for this 10K because of you. She's like in tears with her husband and her son, like wanting to take a picture. I'm like, I am not a human being to like, I was just like, what is happening? Like, it's crazy, but I feel like those are the moments where I'm like, I don't care if no brand ever gives me anything. I don't care if I never get paid from a single video. Like, the connection is like I'm just like living for it. Like, the connection and feeling that feeling, because we also have the people that we feel that way about, you know, that like drove us to do the things that we're doing. And so it's just really cool and special to be that for somebody else.
The ripple effect is insane. I mean, it really is. Like, I talk about that so many times of like, if I never, you know, the opportunities, they can all go away as long as I get to keep my people. And like, that's all I care about. And I think that that in itself is enough for, you know, I think that is an appeal as well. I think that's why people look to us and see what we've done and see what we're sharing. And like, it's just so authentic, because There's times where it does suck. There's times where you're not winning. There's times where, you know, you're failing, and you put that out there in such a way that it's like, oh my gosh, I feel that. And I think that is why, you know, that's most definitely why I have followed you. And like, you know, I've gotten told myself, like, that's why people follow me, because of the fact that I share it in real time, because there's so many people who don't want to share their real life. And like, I wouldn't know how to fake it, to be honest with you. Like, I wouldn't know what to do to fake things, because like, I'm a hot freaking mess.
A few weeks ago when they were like banning TikTok and like all these people were coming out and being like, I've been faking my runs or something like that. I'm like, how?
Yeah.
That's why I always try to share my stats at the end. And anybody that wants to follow me on Strava, I will approve them. I have my set to private, but like, I'm a pretty open book in terms of like, if you want to.
I cannot imagine
making up your stats. Like, how?
Yeah. Who would do crazy. That?
That's crazy. Yesterday I ran, it was a treadmill mile. I forgot to turn my watch off and I kept it. And it was like 1 mile, 1 hour, 13 minutes. Lauren, did you see it?
I think I did. I think I liked it. But I pretty much assumed that's what happened.
Lauren gives me kudos all the time. And I'm like, I don't even know how to do that, Lauren. Like, and then so I have easy. A couple other people. It's one more thing to manage, you know, like.
I'll have to do a TikTok tutorial of how to give kudos on Strava.
This is for Jennifer because she doesn't know what she's doing.
Keep scrolling if you're not Jen.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay, so tell us a little bit about what you use to fuel your runs and like what, I know that you've shared also a weight loss journey. And that has been inspiring in itself. Like, can you talk a little bit about that? Like how that has, you know, like gone hand in hand with running? Like, do you feel like, because a lot of people will always ask me, did you lose all that weight from running? And I'm like, absolutely not. No, you have to change everything about your food and your nutrition. I mean, I use GLP-1 medication. That's just me. And I don't care who knows that, you know, like, but like, I think that making sure that people know that it is not running. Running has been for my head, and running has been for me just to prove to myself that I can do things. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if you ride a bike or row in a boat, like whatever you need to do for movement is what you do, but it's the food. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I've had the same experience. Running has just been for my mental health, not necessarily for exercising, for weight loss. But I noticed last year around April that I was having like some really painful bloating and stuff. And so I kind of cut out everything and like slowly added a bunch of stuff and basically just realized that like I have a gluten like sensitivity, and then dairy is also like not helping me. And just cutting out those two things from like April to maybe like October is when I saw the most weight loss, as well as being consistent.
Wow.
With running, because before I was kind of like all over the place, and I just like stick to my 5 days a week of running and then worked on my like nutrition. Right now I'm not eating. When people are like, please tell us what you eat in a day, I'm like, oh great, okay, so 3 waffles and then 2 random Costco cookies like on your way out of the kitchen, and then have your kid's corn dog that he didn't eat from lunch. Like, I'm like, you don't want to know what I'm eating, because it's like all over the place, and it's totally fine to me right now. Like, I'm marathon training. I just don't care. And
I love that.
This last week, but I haven't been in like a great mental health space for whatever reason. I kind of think part of it is like burnout from like training for 2 marathons back to back and just being really exhausted. But I like made the mistake when I'm like already not feeling great about myself to like weigh myself, which I hadn't done in like weeks. And of course, like, you know, nobody's ever like yippee, like jolly about the scale. And I had gained 6 pounds in marathon training, and I had to share that in one of my vlogs, because I'm like, you guys, like every single person is like, what do you eat in a day? Like, you're running all these miles, like you must be so thin. And I'm like, actually, like, in order for me to run the amount of mileage that you see, like, a few weeks ago doing, like, a 50-plus mileage week, like, I'm eating enough to fuel me and feel good, because I've been in a place before where
all I cared about is being thin. And so I would run on an empty stomach and like try to eat as little as possible. And those runs, I felt awful. Those are the runs that I had to cut short because I felt not well. Those are the ones that I felt dizzy on. Like, it wasn't smart of me at all. And now that I'm feeling myself and feeling good, I'm like, I don't care about the 6 pounds. Like, I can't believe I can run 18, 20 miles and never feel those feelings that I felt before. So it's like, it's weird. I feel like in one hand, I've almost had to like separate the weight loss from the running in general, just because I feel like people get so confused when you're running and you've lost weight that they're like, well, that's why. And it's like, actually, like, this is so separate from that. And when I think about it, I've actually gained more weight each time I train for a marathon than when I'm just running for fun and I'm like more, you know, strict on what I'm eating. So.
Okay. I love that you shared that, because we talk about this a lot, how like nutrition doesn't look the way people would think that it looks for a runner. And, you know, Lauren's a registered dietitian and can attest to the fact that Pop-Tarts are fine. Like, because that's always
corn dogs and other Costco cookies, like,
yeah.
It all fit into the big picture, and that's why, even, you know, sometimes you may see the what I ate in a day videos, and you know, oftentimes people are showcasing like a perfect day, and sometimes that's just not realistic. And at the end of the day, like, I admire that you're not necessarily showing those, because one, they can be harmful and they can be triggering for a lot of people. And two, it's one day, and anybody knows that your health is not defined by one day. So, you know, everybody is a human being that has differing needs. And so it's, I don't know. I personally am not a fan of those videos as a dietitian, especially if they're not being like, you know, you almost need a disclaimer, I think, if you're going to do them, that really is justifying why you're doing them.
Not being truthful, or they're showing a perfect day. And I think I get really like serious about it, because we are adults, obviously, and you know, I'm in my 30s, I have 2 kids, whatever, but I have had many DMs and conversations with young girls who are like in high school, and they're watching me because, you know, they've got on this side of TikTok or they're runners or whatever, and they'll say, like, you know, talk to me about like PE teachers or whatever, which is really sweet, but it's like, there are also those people who are watching, and like, we've all, you know, the three of us have all been teenage girls before, looking up and seeing, like, you know, just whatever it looks like that tells you that you're not good enough or you're not thin enough or whatever. And like, I will not contribute to anything that makes young girls feel like they need to be eating less, or they should be eating less, or here's what you should be eating, or whatever that looks like. It's like, whoever else wants to be a part of sending that message, you know, that's on them. But I am like, I refuse to be a part of any message that has anything to do with telling young girls what they should or shouldn't be eating. As it's like, it just, I just can't be a part of it.
Yes. We had enough of that in the 90s and early 2000s that it's like, we don't need to keep rehashing that message.
Yeah. Sure.
I will share on occasion, like on my stories on Instagram, like what I made for lunch, for people to just be like, don't overcomplicate your lunch. Or if I find something, like, I love that salad, like the Nashville hot salad, I'm obsessed with it. So I'll share that. But like, I'm right there with you. I never put myself in there to say like, this is what I eat in a day, because number one, my needs are different than your needs. Lauren's needs are different than my needs, you know? So it's just one of those things where I always tell people when they ask for that, like, hey, you understand that I'm not a professional, and I'm not eating the same things that you should. And I have binge eating disorder, and I have these things that like I'm dealing with. That's not good for me to do like an entire, this is what I eat a day. But you know, I will share like those little aspects. And like the thing about my running progress that I want to clarify, because not that I need to with you guys, I know, but I shared that my progress video literally just to say, hey, I never did this before, and I just decided to start this with 1 mile, and now I've run a marathon, and here's the progress that I've made over the course of 2 years. And I'm like, I'm putting timestamps on it, and I'm not tagging weight loss in the hashtags, you know, like I'm not doing those things because like, I don't want it to be about that. I want it to be about my run journey. And obviously the haters come and will say like, oh my gosh, you didn't, you like, you didn't tell us that this is what was going to happen. And it's like, I know you can't control that, but you know, it's still the whole thing. Like that's just my whole spiel about that. But
yeah. And I think when I first started posting on TikTok, I was doing like, not what I eat in a day, but I would do like, you know, like watch me lose weight over time or like working on a weight loss journey or whatever. And that's where I was at that time. And I feel like I've grown and realized that like my goals have shifted so much to being run based and goal based on that versus like what I weigh. So it's
and mine is still, yeah, mine's still a little bit of the weight loss portion of it. Like I want people to understand that you don't have to conform to what people tell you you have to do. Like, if you need help, it's okay to go get help. And that's kind of why I'm like, this is why I keep sharing that portion of my life, is because I needed that help. And I don't ever want anyone to feel like that's not okay. Because for so long, I felt like that wasn't okay to go ask my doctor, hey, what can I do to help me get to my end goal? Like, how can I get healthy? So.
Well, and I think with any type of content that may come across as controversial or people may have strong opinions about, people need to post what they truly want to post at the end of the day. And people will. I just think that, you know, especially as you are, you know, advancing on TikTok and whatnot, like, it's just important to be cognizant that you are making an impact, and what you do and say could be impacting a very impressionable subset of the population. And what is your, at the end of the day, what do you want your message to come across as? And I really I admire a lot that May, you have taken the standpoint of helping teach people that a fueled runner is a strong runner.
Yeah, for sure.
That is, I think, a big message that a lot of young women, especially, and even men, young men need to hear. So
especially sticks. Thank you for
preaching that message.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Okay, we ran over a little bit, but we have one last question for you. Okay.
No, it's only 8:15.
Oh good, never mind. I'm sorry, I can't
I don't even know how long you guys are usually on. I'm like, are this not a 3-hour ordeal? Like, how long do I have?
Wouldn't you
I'm like, oh yeah, I need you to watch the kids for the rest of the night. I'm gonna be really busy working.
I think I thought I saw that maybe he popped in here and said, go May.
And I saw
him. I love that. That's the best thing ever. Our husbands both will pop in too. So it's kind of nice that we have all that like loving support, right? Yeah. Okay. But should we, okay, then let's keep talking about other things and we can wait. Or should we ask the question of best running advice now?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, I feel like my best running advice is to do whatever is going to make you have fun during your runs. Like, whether that mean you're on the treadmill or outside, like, sometimes people will say, like, which one is better? And it's like, whatever one you're having the most fun on, do that one.
Yeah, or the safest. That should be like you sometimes.
Yeah, I'm like, if you're on the treadmill and you're watching a movie and that's what makes it easy for you, like, love that for you and you're enjoying it. If you cannot stand the treadmill and you need to be outside, like, do whatever is going to make it the most fun. If listening to music makes it the most fun for you, if slowing down your pace by 2 or 3 minutes, like, do taking walk breaks, like, doing picture, like, taking pictures of your view, like, whatever is going to make it so that when you get home, you're like, actually, that wasn't that bad. I really enjoyed XYZ part, because eventually, like, all the rest of it, in my opinion, will come. But, like, if you're not having fun and every single one, every single run, and every single time you go out is miserable, you're not going to want to do it anymore. So I feel like you have to find whatever is the thing that's making it fun, whether that be running with a run group or, like, a run club or a friend. And then eventually I feel like once you find it fun, you're going to end up, you know, enjoying all the other bits and pieces of it. And whether that mean you're all of a sudden now you're doing like 10 miles on your own and you're like, how did I get here? But once you find whatever that like joyful thing is, I feel like that is like the key, in my opinion.
I love that.
Me too. Look at, we're like, we both love that. How about best running advice ever given to you that you have taken from someone else?
So Sarah told me this many times and I just refused to believe her.
But she said that I've been going out too hot on my runs, like coming out the gate too hot. And I am a firm believer, I was, that I'm not a negative splits kind of girl. So I'm like, honey, whatever I come out, it's going to be downhill from there. So like, if I go slower, I'm just going to keep getting slower. And so I just like could not understand the concept of starting slow. I'm like, if you think that there's going to be a point where I'm on mile four and I all of a sudden get faster, you've lost your mind. Like, I'm like, it's just going down. So I finally decided like one day to like go what I felt like was like astronomically slower. And then lo and behold,
negative splits.
So you're telling me that this is what I need to do. I need to soak this in right now because I'm literally you from whenever you heard this. I always think the same way. And I'm like, I already go slow enough. Like, come on, people are going to think I'm walking out here.
I said that. I'm like, Sarah, you run so much faster and you have no idea. And then I'll see her easy pace runs and there'll be my pace. And I'm like, wait, she can go so much faster. Like, why is she going so slow? And then I started starting my run slower. And then like mile two or three, all of a sudden I'm like, I can kind of like put my foot on the gas a little bit. And then like the last mile, I'm like sprinting in like a 12 mile run. And I'm like, what? I had to like text her and be like, you may know maybe a little something about this whole running thing.
You were right. That's always so hard for us to admit. Like, yeah. I know myself. Nope. Wait a minute. Yeah. Maybe I could learn something.
That for sure, I feel like has changed the game for me. And then also, my friend Julie, who I met at my last marathon, we had part of Run Talk, she'd been talking to me for a while. She kind of taught me the like fueling early and often when it's race day. And I had always trained, I think in my last marathon, I actually trained to like take a gel in the first, like, maybe it was like every 5 miles or something. Like, it was like actually a kind of a long time to go without taking a gel. And I was having a hard time on my runs. Like, I had a 17-mile run and the 18-mile run the last cycle that I just bombed because I just started feeling bad really early on. And so she was like, you need to be fueling early and often. And she was like, in the first, like, 20 minutes, like, take a gel. And I'm like, 20 minutes? Like, that's – I just got started. And then this training cycle, I've really taken that. And, like, on my really long runs, I will take my first gel in 25 minutes and my second gel at 50 minutes, so 5 miles, and then every 3 miles after that, and I have felt good the entire time, like going off of that. And then even sometimes on my long runs, even if I just have 2 miles left, I'll take a gel just at the way that it like lays, and I'm like, I have felt the most fueled during this training cycle going on the idea that I need to be fueling early and often.
Yes. And I think it's better for those listening, if it is better generally to fuel within a time frame because not everybody runs the same pace. So
not
if
by somebody mileage, takes, but by time.
Advice, like take a gel once every 3 miles. Well, I would say that depends. It depends on your pace and the total length of time that you're running and how much you're fueling with. So yeah, I'm glad that you have switched to a more time-based approach, but you also now know how often you need to fuel based off of your mile pace. So that's awesome.
What kind of gel do you prefer? Like what, I mean, have you tried multiple? Like, do you have one that you like better than the other?
So my candy? Old school like go-to was Honey Stinger, and I loved Honey Stinger. And I still do, but it is like honey, and like every single time I take it, like there's like all over the place. So I really like goo. I like the flavors. I think they settle well with my tummy. I've tried, what's the one that comes in like a black pack and it's kind of Morton. Like Morton. I think it's Morton. Yeah. And it doesn't have a taste to it.
Yeah. It's neutral. The texture it's sort of like Jello is how I would describe it.
That one, but it does like in my brain, I can't undo the idea that it tastes like, or like feels like shower gel or something. Yeah. So I'm like, I can't get past that at times, but I like that. And then something that starts with a P.
P.
Pro mix or pro, like something like that. I don't know what it's called, but I tried that one time in like a Fuel Goods box.
that I got, and I really like that. But my go-to is goo, like vanilla bean, tri-berry, campfire s'mores. I'm like that.
Blackberry one. Have you tried the blackberry?
I haven't.
That was pretty good. I actually like that one, and I actually like the chocolate, like the salted the salted caramel and the chocolate, because they remind me of. It reminds me of like the tub of frosting, you know, like that you scooped out when you were a kid. Like, oh, yeah. We had Duncan Hines frosting. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I definitely scooped myself a few spoonfuls of frosting as a kid. So absolutely. That's kind of what it tastes like to me.
Yeah.
Flashbacks.
What gels do you take, Lauren?
I typically do. It's called Power Gel is probably my preference, but I've done Morton. It's okay. Goo, the flavor is okay, but the texture is a little too thick for my liking. Especially if I don't have a lot of water with me. I struggle with that a little bit. But I like the Power Gel ones because they're pretty salty. So they, even though they have a lot of carbs and sugar still, it doesn't have like an overly sweet taste. Those are my fave.
Lauren's That's a candy cool. girl.
It's nice.
Yeah, I like fueling with food. And like I see that Kelby has commented like Rice Krispie treats. So... And I saw somebody else had commented Tailwind, which is another personal favorite. It's like a drink mix. So you can get your carbs and your fuel from liquid as well, which works well in the summertime especially.
I'm waving at Lynn's right now. She's popped on in the break room. She said, we'll have to do like an episode after you run your marathon, maybe like more later on. And we'll have to have all four of us because that would be like such a great thing.
Yes. May, would you be willing to share some of your other racing plans for the rest of the year, or those, is it secret?
No, you can share not secret. Okay. I'm not cool enough to have any secrets at all. I plan to not run any more marathons for the rest of the year. I'm really, I've got in my head like the last few weeks, like, and maybe it's just like your mind playing tricks on you where you're like, is that my knee hurting? Is that my ankle hurting? Like all of a sudden I'm like, wait, do I have back pain? But I'm like, I really want to take some time and rest and just like enjoy running, especially because like I said, I've been having some issues with like mental health burnout and just like not wanting to go on my runs right now, which is so not like me because I usually love running. But I think the obligatory, like you have to run 9 miles and you have to run 8 miles. Now you have to run 18 miles. I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm exhausted, even though I love it after I've done it. It's exhausting. And last year, I was mostly just running for fun, and I loved that idea. So I think I'll just chill and probably not run any more marathons for the rest of the year, although I'm saying that now before I've run this marathon, because I have a feeling that if I do hit this like sub 4:35 goal, that I'm gonna like start going on the whole thing. So
like, focus. Keep chipping down.
Yeah, my husband's like, no, I will help you, like, not train anymore and not sign up for any more things.
I'll help you with that.
Well, but keep in mind, you could also continue to do like, you know, there's relay runs where, you know, you can have teams up. You know, there's all different types of relay run formats.
Yeah.
There's, you know, obviously like local 5Ks and stuff everywhere, but there's going to be hopefully a group of us. I'm going to do a shameless plug here for Chase the Moon. We're trying to get as many people as possible out to run. There's a 6-hour option, a 12-hour option. There's like a relay option.
Is this a relay? What's going
yes.
on?
Yes. This one is run at night. It's outside of Denver in the middle of July, which is a good time because that's typically not a time where people are racing marathons. And yeah, it's really a good time. And it's nice because again, if you want to go for an ultra distance, you can, but if you want to do a 10-mile option, you can, you know, pair up with some friends and do that option as well. So
okay.
It's in the mountains. So what's not to love?
I love Denver too. I went to Denver the year before last on a birthday trip because I had just seen so many like beautiful pictures and I loved going to Colorado. So
well, maybe we just made plans for May in July.
Yeah, I see that Sticks is also in California. He's looking for a team for a relay, perhaps.
Oh,
I don't know. I'm just saying. I'll have to get more posts up about this.
Sharon said she found Hey Girl Run leggings from you.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm like a big Hey Girl Runs legging girl. Shorts mostly,
The
but
really
yeah.
colorful ones, right?
Yes. Yeah.
That's
They're
so
so
much fun.
cute.
I don't know about you, but that's one of the big things that I like to do. Like I like to match my my inside run tops with my shoes and like just silly little things like that. But I think those are just things that make it fun for me, you know. And a friend of mine told me once to make sure that you use your long run time as me time and to focus on all the things you're dreaming about and all the things that you're wanting in your life. And like I just loved everything about that because I was so wrapped up in my head for such a long time of like, oh my gosh, I have to do this. And it's like, no, you get to do this. You get to.
I'm a big mantras person on my runs. Like I can talk myself into like finishing any run as long as I have like the right wording and whatever. So I have a lot of like mantras and sayings, and something had popped up on TikTok the other day that basically said like you wouldn't what? I can't remember the exact wording, but it was like you want it so much basically because your future self already has it.
Yeah.
And I like those kinds of things really stick with me. Like in the times where I'm having a hard time, I'm like, remember how much you want it. Like this is the time that it counts. Like the time that you're laying in bed saying you want a 4:35 is not like this is the time that you like work and you crush and you do it. And you wouldn't want it this bad if you didn't already have it, but you got to work hard now kind of things. So, like I have a lot of those like mantra like mental talks to myself. So it's really helpful to me.
You have to, because otherwise your gremlins get in and it's like it's almost impossible to get them out. And like it's so funny because it's, you know, I'll share that sometimes where I'm like sitting here going, I know I look like a dummy where I'm on my treadmill, I hit record and I don't, you know, pay attention to it, and I'm like I'll sit here and be like, okay, I'm gonna talk myself through this. I talk out loud to myself all the time. Like I'm great company for myself. So like I'll have conversations with myself if that's what it takes. And like that part of it has gotten me through this because I've had such a negative mindset for most of my life. It's like when I made the shift of like being more positive about things, that's when my life started like that's when life was living, you know, like that's been like the like gate opener to like all the good things. And so I admire that about you as well because that's one of the things I watch you run these long distances and the whole time you're sitting here talking so good to yourself. And I know that's not always the case. I know that's not always easy to do, but you're still doing it. And that's the thing that people need to walk away from it with is you're still doing it. Like you're still doing it. You're still talking yourself through it. Like, we get to do this. We're lucky we get to do this.
Yeah. And I notice when I have those negative, I mean, we all get there, obviously, in long runs, whatever. The more I tell myself that, like, okay, I'm probably not going to be able to do this, is the more I'm like willing to stop and like
Yeah.
give up. But all the times of like, you know, we do this a lot with ourselves, like, you can do 5 more minutes, you can do 10 more minutes, or like sometimes I'm just like, you could just make it to that tree. Like, if you feel like you want to stop after you make it to the tree, like, but of course you never do, and like you just, you know, continue to push. But those are the times that I notice the best, you know, outcome in my runs versus the time that I say like I don't want to do this and I'm not going to do this. I will stop in the middle of a run because I'm like, yeah, you're right, you can't. Like, it's just the self-talk is like life-changing to me.
Yeah, I agree. I'm right there with you. It's funny because I never lived my life like that before, and it's taken me 43 years to get to a place where I'm like, yeah, if I talk good to myself, if I'm telling myself that I can do these things, and like, you know, I always have to go back to the times where I'm like, I couldn't even run from that tree to that tree, and now I'm like running all around my town. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
There's no timeline on these types of things, and it's better late than never.
Yeah.
I love that.
And May, it really, when you said earlier that you got on TikTok because, you know, you weren't necessarily getting support from some of your in-person friendships, and then you found, you know, everything you hoped for and more through TikTok, I really appreciate and am grateful for you because you do embody that, and you definitely are an uplifting creator on this app. And the fact that you got on for that reason and now are like living and breathing that every day, truly. And I'm not like sugarcoating this. You are such an example though. You
Oh, I
are
agree.
you showcase every aspect of your run. You talk about things that are negative and unpleasant, but yet you still have a positive outlook on it, and it's still a real authentic you. So it has been an honor following you, and it's going to be even more amazing to see you run your marathon in a couple weeks.
I can't wait either. Lauren and I had the conversation, and I was like, I have to ask May if she'll do this with us, because I do the same thing. I sit and I'm constantly like, okay. I actually looked a couple days ago and I was like, well, I haven't seen her post a run. Like, it was Sunday. She posted a run. And I'm like, I almost felt like I was stalking a little bit, but I'm like, I look for that. I mean, the energy feeds, you know, positive energy is electric, and you have it. You have it, May.
Thank you so much. That really genuinely means so much to me. I can't express enough how much that means to me and how like sincere I feel that. Especially because originally I was like, I also want to post to get free stuff from brands. And now, like forever ago, I was like, maybe I could get a free pair of shoes, you know, like who knows what we can get out of this. And now I'm like, I don't care if no brand ever talks to me ever. Not that any brands do, but I'm like, I don't care if that never happens. Like all these people that, again, like, you know, the what you were talking about before, Lauren, where it's like to explain this to somebody else, of like the people that genuinely have been like following you and seeing your journey, like even if you just know them by their username, you're like, no, like that's my friend. They've been rooting for me. Like we're right there, and I feel those connections, and like that means so much to me.
Well, thank you. We are honored that you got on tonight and took some time to speak with everybody and share more about your story in detail.
Yeah, we can't thank you enough. Just a reminder to everybody that is on here tonight, I have to give our little plugs that we are available in podcast form on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Wait, are we on Apple Podcasts yet?
Not yet.
Okay, we're working on that one. We're on Amazon Podcasts. But also on YouTube. You can watch the replay on YouTube. The episode 4 replay will drop right after this one. Will premiere on YouTube tonight, but that one is available on Spotify now, and this will be on Spotify as soon as our producer gets it there. Thank goodness for Rob. Okay, you guys, like, this was such a great conversation. May, I appreciate you doing this with us, and we are definitely gonna have to do some in-person collaborations at some point.
Yes, I would love that. Thank you both so much for wanting to chat with me. I'm like so grateful. I almost feel like silly. I'm like, I have nothing else going on. You're like, are you busy? I'm like, no.
Well, we appreciate you.
Well, I know. I love it so much. Okay. All right. You guys have the best rest of your night, and I'm going to go. Hopefully my family saved me some food.
If not, go get some Taco Chico.
Thank you.
Taco Chico's closed right now. They're remodeling their kitchen.
Tragic.
Okay, May, we should tell you real quick. Taco Chico is this restaurant here in town that is not real Mexican food, but everybody that lives here is literally obsessed with it. And I like it okay, but I'm not like an original, like, I do like
it. I'm a diehard. I
Lauren like drives me to town and like, gotta go to Taco Chico. But anyway, yeah,
the spot.
They're closed right now for remodeling their kitchen. Just heads up, just so you know.
Copy that.
Okay, you guys, have the best night. Thank you so much. Bye, everybody.
Bye.